Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Beis, four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph and Beis at the new Mishnah, and in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesam and Beis at the beginning of the Sugya of Anor, we saw machlekes between the Tanakama and Rab Tafrin as to the Shir Vayinah. The Chacham held the Shir Vayinah is a shtus, is 1/6, and Rab Tafrin said that the standard Shir Vayinah is 1/3. However, as we will see, our Mishnah will discuss the Shir Vayinah when it comes to coins, and Benegeya coins, we will see a three-way machlekes between Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, and Rab Shimon, and the Gemara will ask, what is the difference between the case of coins and the case of standard merchandise where the Shir Vayinah may change? And as we know, in those times, the actual value of a coin was determined based on the weight of the actual material that was in the coin. And for example, if there was a silver coin that weighed a specific amount, then that value would be a specific amount. And if it was made out of gold, then the value would be more. And we also know that when people would go and use coins, so over time, the coins would erode from handling. And since the value was determined based on the weight of the metal coin, so if the coin erodes, it diminishes the value of the coin. And therefore, our Mishnah asks, Ad kama tehi asela chaseira v'loi yehi ba'anah, that until what point can a seller or a coin erode and diminish, and there still would not be a din of ayinah? And the Mishnah brings three shitas, Ramei Oima Abba Yisaris. Ramei says that it could diminish by 4 Yisaris, Isa l'dina, 1 Isa per dina, which would come out 1/24. And Rabbi Yehuda Oima Abba Pinyonis, Rabbi Yehuda says the share would be 4 pidyonis for the seller, punyin and lina, which is 1 punyin for a dina, and that is actually a diminution of 1/12 of the original value of this coin. And we continue on Daphne Bezer Manalef, Rab Shimon states, Shmoyne pidyonis, Shnei pidyonim and lina, that if a seller coin diminishes by 8 pidyonis, which is 2 pidyonim for a dina, then the din of a dina would apply, and that is, of course, 1/6. Therefore, as we mentioned, it comes out that the only Tana that says the same Shita, Benegeya coins, and Benegeya other merchandise is Rab Shimon, and in all cases, at least according to Rab Shimon, the Shir Vayinah is 1/6. And let's also keep in mind the Lashon of the Mishnah that stated, Ad kama tehi asela chaseira v'lo yehi ba'anah, and it's mashmur that the Mishnah is trying to find out until what point does Ayinah not apply, and therefore, according to Rab Meir, Ayinah would not apply when it's 1/24th, and the only way that Ayinah would apply is if it diminishes more than 1/24th, and similarly, according to Rab Yehuda, Ayinah would not apply by 1/12th, and only applies once it diminishes more than 1/12th, and according to Rab Shimon, Ayinah would not apply yet at 1/6, and will only apply once it diminishes more than 1/6, and the Gemara will discuss this point as well. And Ayin and Baran Taisis Dino Masal, Shnei Pidyonim Ludina, where Taisis is, that Rab Meir started off, and he gave his share based on 4 Isaris. Rab Yehuda continued, and he gave his share based on Abba Pidyonis, and Rab Shimon said, Shmoyne Pidyonis, which are Shnei Pidyonim Ludina. Taisis is bothered that L'chay, Rab Shimon should have given his share based on Ma, and he should have said that if the seller diminishes in value by 4 ma, which is a ma ladina, and he shouldn't have spoken about pidyonim, even though we didn't go through the exact calculations, let's just point out that one seller equals 2 shekel, a shekel equals 2 dina, a dina equals 6 ma equals 2 pidyonim, and a punyon equals 2 iser. Finally, let's see Taisis dina maskal iser ladina, where Taisis is from taima, but om rava, kaldavisha middle vishav minyu vishav mishkal, afilu pachs mechdeya yina chayza, that by any transaction that is based on weight, the din of Ayinah applies even when it's less than the share of Ayinah. And L'chayr, since the value of a coin is based on the weight of the metal that's in the coin, L'chayr, even if it rose just a drop and it's even less than the share of 1/24th, 1/12th, or 1/6th, the din of Bittul Mekach should apply. The Yesh Leiman, Taisa says, the Hacha B'Teres Matbeya Nasnu V'Lei B'Teres Mishkal, that since he gave it over as a coin and not based on a weight, therefore the Klal of Rava doesn't apply, Ayin Sham. And the Mishnah continues, and let's remember that Benegei, the standard din of Ayinah that we had regarding other merchandise, we had a machlekes between the Chacham and Rab Tafin, and the Chacham held that the statute of limitations in order to be chayzah was up until the point that the buyer was able to show it to a merchant or to his kravim and get a price quote, and Rab Tafin held the statute of limitation was the entire day. However, on Mishnah, which is discussing the din of Ayinah by a matbeya, the Mishnah states, Ad mosay mutar lachzer, until what point can you return the matbeya, and until what point can you return the coin, and the Mishnah tells us, if you're living in a larger city, then you have until the point that you could show it to a money changer. There were many money changers in large cities. However, if you live in a small city, then you have until the following Erev Shabbos, because at that point you'll go and try to buy food from the marketplace, and at that point the merchants will tell you that they can either accept a coin or they will say that they won't accept a coin from you. Then the seller who received this coin from a buyer will be able to go to the buyer and ask for another coin and return this coin that wasn't a good coin. Mishnah continues, Imha Haya Makira, if the person that gave the coin to the other party is Makir, that this is the actual coin, Afil Achashtim Asachidish Mikabli Menu, then even if the person comes and wants to give back the coin after 12 months, even though he came after the statute of limitations, then he should be Makabal this money from him and he should exchange this coin for him. And as the Gemara will say, that this is based on Amidus Chasidus, and as the Gemara will explain, that if a person doesn't do this, the Ein Lo Love El Terumais, then the person that received the coin only has complaints against him, but Lemaisa he can't take him to Bezdin because it's already after the statute of limitations, and the person that received this coin can't take the person that gave the coin to him to Bezdin. As Lemaisa we stated that once it's after the statute of limitation, it's only Mimidis Chasidus that you should take the coin back and replace the coin. And the Mishnah ends off with a din b'negei chilul of Maisa Sheni. So if someone has peiros of Maisa Sheni, they have to eat those peiros in Yerushalayim, but they have an option of transferring the kedusha of the Maisa Sheni from the peiros onto a coin. The pasuk states v'tzata kesef biyadcha, and when transferring peiros of Maisa Sheni, you have to transfer it to a coin that has a tzura. And one may have thought that you can't use a coin that eroded up until the point that it's already a nah in order to be mischal Maisa Sheni onto that coin. And the Mishnah states v'neisel Maisa Sheni v'ein chayshish, that there's no problem of using this coin for chilul Maisa Sheni she'ein el nefesh ra. As if someone is makrid on this small amount of erosion of a coin, that is a person that is a nefesh ra and a someone who is stingy. And in reality, there is no problem with this coin, and it's still considered a matbeah sheyesh bei tzura. And Rashi points out that the Gemara will discuss that when taking into account the value of the coin, do you look at the full value of the coin, or do you look at the current value of the coin based on the amount that already eroded? And our Gemara begins Vermini, and I'll ask you a question from a brisa on our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated at kamateh asel chaser v'loyhei ba'anah, which is mashma that the shiurim that Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon will state are shiurim that at that point there is still not a na, and a na only applies once it actually erodes more than that level, is worth less than that share. And for example, according to Ramei, a na only starts once the coin already erodes more than 1/24, according to Rabbi Yehuda 1/12, and according to Rabbi Shimon more than 1/6. But the Pir Ramei, if the erosion of the coin was only exactly 1/24, and according to Rabbi Yehuda exactly 1/12, and according to Rabbi Shimon exactly 1/6, then the din of a na would not apply. And the Gemara is that we have a brisa, which we will see in a moment, that will bring down the machlekes between Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon once again. And the brisa states, "Ad kamatei asel chaseira v'yir ba'ina," that until what point did the seller lose its value, and there will already be a na, which is mashmer that at that point a na would already apply. And for example, the fear Ameya, once the coin erodes to exactly the point of 1/24, or coin to Rabbi Yehuda 1/12, or coin to Rabbi Shimon exactly 1/6, then the din of a na would apply. And Amar Papa loikasha, Rabbi Papa says not shver. Tani dadon kachashim matel malo, Tana bura kachashim malo lamato. Rashi Maseches Baba Kama explains that our Tana hold matel malo the svirle ad v'loy ad b'chlal, as when the Tana stated ad kama, he meant ad v'loy ad b'chlal, and therefore in a chinami, once you get to the point of 1/24, 1/12, 1/6 respectively, according to each Tana, then the din of a na would actually already apply. When the Tana the Brisa stated ad kama te'asel chaser v'yir b'yina, he's actually going with the shita of ad the ad b'chlal, and therefore once you get to exactly the point of 1/24, 1/12, 1/6, then the din of a na would apply. And that is the reason every time we mention the Mishnah, we actually added in the word ad kama, and we didn't start the Mishnah with the word kama. As Lemaisa, this fits in with our Gemara that the Tana of our Mishnah holds ad v'loy ad b'chlal. And similarly, Ayin Tesis Diba Maskel v'Tana Brok Kachoshim Umal Lamata, and he also brings down that if we are gerus in the Brisa, the way that we have the Brisa of ad kama, then once again we see the lashon ad, and therefore we could explain that the Tana of the Brisa holds ad v'ad b'chlal. Rashi and our Gemara goes through this in greater detail and explains the svara of the Mishnah and the svara of the Brisa. And Rashi explains that when our Mishnah stated kamatei asel chaser v'lo yehei b'yina, the words lo yehei b'yina is not going on the shear, ela apachas michashir kai, it's going on an amount which is less than the shear, and mamata lamalik chashir v'hochi kama, and this is what the Mishnah meant to say, sela pesechas v'ilechas, that if there's a seller that's diminishing and continuing to diminish, so the question is, ad kama yoch lo yitzia, until what point can you use that matbeah, ad shatitra shir kach v'kach, until it loses the value of this amount, or mekima shagir l'shir zeh, yehei b'ana, and once it gets to that shear, then the din is that there is already a na. The Tana brought the nakat v'yeshba, the Tana the brisa that stated lashon of v'yeshba instead of ve'imba milmal lamata chashiv sella shepachsa kama pachsa liyas b'ana, that if there's a seller that lost a lot of value, kama pachsa liyas b'ana, and how much value does it have to lose in order to still have the din of Aina, and Mefarish Kol Pchisa Gedolah Shaba Kegoin Shevi Isaris Oishish Oichamish Havi Aina Adalad Vhi Bechlal. If it loses a very large amount of its value, for example, 7 Isaris or 6 or 5, then it's Aina, and until 4, it would be Aina, and Ad Va'a Bechlal Aval Tanan Yidon Aina Ba Bechlal Lo Yehe Va'akochach Lo Yimusukma Ela B'hachi. And even though that this seems to be a Deichik, but in Maisi there's no other way to explain this theory between our Mishnah and the Braisa. It's quite possible that Rashi was not curious in our Mishnah, the Lashon Ad, and also wasn't girish the Lashon Ad in the Braisa, and that's why Rashi goes into such great detail, and the Gemara also hears Mashma that's much more detailed than just saying Ad Ba'ab Bechlal and Ad Vloyad Bechlal Vitzarach Bia. Gemara continues and asks, Maishna Besel de Pligi, U Maishna Betalis de Le Pligi. Why is it that we have a three Machlekes in our Mishnah, Benegea the Shear of Aino, Benegea Matbea, and Benegea Talis in the Mishnah of Mem Tesem Beis? The Mishnah did not have a Machlekes, and the only Machlekes was between Tanakam and Rab Tafin, if it's a sixth or a third. And the Gemara responds, Amar Rabbo, that Rabbah states, Man Tana Talis Rab Shimdi, that Inachanami, the Tana of the Mishnah, Benegea Talis, which is the Mishnah of Mem Tesem Beis, is only going Lepid Shita Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon is Lishitasai, that he holds that the Shear of Aino is 1/6. Inachanami, just like Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, Chaylik on Rab Shimon, Benegea Matbea, it would also be Chaylik on Rab Shimon, Benegea Talis. And the Gemara continues, Abaya Amma, however, Abaya argues on Rabbah, and he says, Talis ad shtus mochel inish, that really Benegea Talis, there is no machlekes, and even Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda would agree to Rab Shimon that the only time that there is going to be Aino is only when there's a fraud of 1/6, but if it would be less than a 6, and for example, it would be 1/12 to 1/24, the din of Aino would not apply, as until 1/6 of a price fraud, a person is mochel, the Amri Inchi, because people say, Ashik legabech v'shove lekreiseich, a person should spend a lot of money in order to cover themselves and buy a beged, even if it's more expensive, and therefore they will be meichel any amount of money that they're cheated up to 1/6. A person should make sure that he pays the right amount of money for food and for his stomach. And as Rashi says, Ashik legabech hatzorech lechaseis gufech v'gabech konem b'yoyka, that if someone has to cover their body and their back, they should buy clothing even though it's expensive. V'shove lekreiseich lemachocha loisikna lebishavion. However, for a person's food, he should only buy it if it's at the proper value. And Rashi defines the Lashon of Ashik is Lashon Yoykahu, it's a Lashon that's something expensive, as the Gemara says in Ezer Neshech, Ba'asud Amema, Ashik Afra. However, Abaya continues, Selo Kimit Le Sagi Le Le Machel. However, Benegeo Inoa of a coin and of a Matbea, over there, since people know that once it loses some of its value, there are people that will not retake that coin. Therefore, people are even Makbid, even if the Shia would be less than a Shtus. Point to Rameo, even if it diminishes in value by 1/24th, and according to Rabbi Yehuda by 1/12th, a person is makbid on that and is not meichel, and therefore a no would apply. Since the svara about clothing yourself is relevant to a buyer, so then this svara makes a lot of sense by a buyer. The din of a no even applies to the seller, and by the gay seller, we don't have the saying of ashik l'gabeich, and therefore, why would we say that a seller would be meichel up to a shtus? And Taisa continues and asks another question. So this svara works very well, benegeo clothing, as the Gemara stated, ashik l'gabeich, but benegeo peiris, where the Gemara actually stated that a person should be makbid on the amount that they spend for food, as the Gemara stated, v'shavi l'kreseich. So l'chayr, why would a person be meichel up to 1/6? V'yishloiman, Taisa says, l'ipalig rabbanon, that once rabbanon said the din of ayna, benegeo merchandise, therefore the rabbanon did not make any chilut between the different types of merchandise, and rabbanon also did not make a difference between a buyer or a seller. But even so, they felt a matbeah is completely different, and therefore they felt that it was appropriate to make a chiluk in a gay matbeah. V'oyei shleiman, and Taisus brings another teretz, the ik atam have seller kim le sagi le mochel, that ik atam of the Gemara is really by the fact that by a seller, since people will not accept a seller that was diminished in value, therefore a person is not mochel, and really the Gemara is saying that it brought of oshik l'gabeich v'shav l'griseich is only just an extra added tam, but not really the ik atam of Gemara. And the Gemara continues, gufa, we brought down the beginning of the following brisa, and we stated, until what point does the seller have to diminish and there will be a din of ayna? And we explained that this Mishnah is going with the klal of adva ad b'chlal, and Rameo Imer, Rameo said, abo yisaris isa l'dina, four yisaris for a seller, which is an isa per dina, which is 1/24th. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, dal pinyonis, Rabbi Yehuda states, four pinyonis for a seller, which is punin l'dina, one punin for a dina, which is 1/12th. And Rabbi Shimon Imer, shmoina pinyonis, shnei punin l'dina, that eight pinyonis per seller, which is a ratio of two punin for each Ishtina, we already explained this part of the Braisa, and this is exactly the same Achlekes that we had in Mishnah between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, Bidegeya coins, and Bidegeya Matbeis. And the Mishnah now continues, Yes Al Kain, Meicher B'Shaver, that if there was a Matbeya that was diminished, but it did not diminish up until this point, it didn't yet lose the value of 1/24 according to Rabbi Meir, 1/12 according to Rabbi Yehuda, and 1/6 according to Rabbi Shimon, we consider that this coin kept its full value, and therefore it's considered like a good seller, and you could sell it and use it based on its actual original value. And the Braisa continued that we just spoke about the din of Ayna, and certainly once a coin reaches the point, either Lufi Ramei of 1/24 or coin to Rabbi Yehuda that lost 1/12 or coin to Rabbi Shimon that lost 1/6, then certainly the din of Ayna would apply, and you can't go and use this coin as its original value, and you have to tell a person that you're giving the coin to that we have to make a cheshbin, and we have to keep in mind that this coin is not as valuable as its original value, and therefore they would make the cheshbin between each other. However, the Braisa feels that even though you can make a cheshbin on a coin, you could price the coin based on the current condition of a coin. However, there will be a point where the coin becomes so worn out, there is a potential that people will mix up this coin with other coins, and therefore there is a potential for fraud, and therefore you can't keep this coin at all. And the Braisa states, Ad kama tiparkes vehi v'shoy l'kaima, until what point can the coin be devalued and you're still able to keep the coin? And the Braisa tells us, B'sela ad shekel, if you have a coin that's a seller and it erodes to half of its weight and is therefore the weight of a shekel, which is 50% of a seller, you can no longer keep this coin. And bedina ad reiva, and if someone has a dina and it erodes to the point of being only a reiva, then the din would be that you can't keep this coin. And at this point, the havamina of the Gemara is that when the Braisa states bedina ad reiva, it means that if you had a dina and it diminished in value by 25%, and 75% of the coin was already eroded, then you can't use it any longer. And the Gemara will therefore ask that why is it the Benegeya seller, the shear is 50%, and Benegeya Dina, it's 25%. And the Gemara will ultimately say that when the Braisa gives a shear of Bedina ad Reva, it doesn't mean a quarter of a Dina. It's really teaching us that if it diminishes to the size that it's a quarter of a shekel, which is really the same as 50% of a Dina, then the din is that you can no longer keep this coin. And therefore, both the shear of a seller and a Dina are the same. And once it loses more than 50% of its value and of its weight, you can no longer use it and you can no longer keep it. The Braisa ends off, Pachas Mikain Issa Asar, and the Gemara will explain exactly what this line in the Mishnah means and what point the Braisa is going back on. And the Braisa now states that once you have a coin that you're no longer allowed to keep because it lost more than 50% of its value and of its weight, then the din is, that even if you sell it for the actual value of this coin based on its current weight, then you can't sell it to a merchant, you can't sell it to an extortionist or to a murderer, because they will force other people to accept these coins from them based on their original weight and their original value. As Rashi says, and because people are scared of them, they will be makabel these coins based on their original value, and of course they'll cheat other people, and therefore, based on Lefnei Iver, you can't go and sell it to them. And Braisa tells us, what could you do with these coins that already diminished in value to such an extent? You can drill a hole into the center of the coin, and then you could hang the coin on the neck of your son or the neck of your daughter as a necklace. It seems from our Gemara that if the person would actually want to sell it to someone else, and that person is not a merchant and not an extortionist and not a murderer, then as long as you sell it for its proper price, then you could do so, and that person will also have to go and use it as a necklace for his son or for his daughter. And the Gemara continues and explains this Braisa. We just stayed in the Braisa, B'sel ad shekel, B'dina ad reiva. And the Gemara asked the question that we mentioned, Maishna B'sel ad shekel, why is it by a seller that you could keep the seller until it diminishes in value up to 50%, which is a shekel, Maishna B'dina ad reiva, and why is it B'negeya dina that you could keep the dina up until it loses 75% of its value and it gets to the point where it's only worth 25% of its original value? And on Abaya states, my reiva d'ktani nami, reiva shekel, the in chanami, when we mention reiva, B'negeya dina is not referring to a quarter of a dinar, and instead it's referring to a quarter of a shekel, which is actually 50% of a dinar, and therefore both shurim are exactly the same. And Amar Rava and Rava state, Dekanami, Dekatani Reva, Vlektani Revia, Shema Minar, and I can bring a raya by the fact that it says Reva, which is mashman, it's going back on something else, and didn't say a Revia of the dinar, therefore it's Muchach that it's going back on a shekel, and it's not going back on a dinar. And the Gemara now continues that now that the Gemara just stated that when the Braisa stated Bedina, Reva, it's referring to Reva Shekel. So the Gemara asks, Lama Lamitle Ladina B'Shekel, why is it that we toila the shear of a dina in a shekel and we said that it's based on being a quarter of a shekel we should be toiled in the dinar itself, and we should say that a person is allowed to keep a dinar up until the point that it diminishes below 50% of the actual weight of a dinar. The Gemara explains, Milsa Akab Ochid Kamashwan, the Ikka dinar, the Asim Yishekel, that the Brisa is teaching us a chiddush and is teaching us that if a person originally had a coin which was a shekel and it diminishes in value by 50%, then that coin can still be used as it still has the value of a dinar. And the only time that you can't use a shekel is if it diminishes in value more than 50% and is no longer even the value of a dinar. And l'chari, it's a bit sarachbiya, what the great chiddush is in this, if this is exactly what we mentioned, benegei the din of a seller and benegei the din of a dinar. And the Gemara continues, Misael el Rabami, and there's a raya to what Rabami taught us. The Rabami, as Rabami said, dina bar mishekel mutal kaimoy, if you have a shekel which is diminishes in value by 50% and now the size of a dinar, then you could keep it. Dina bar miseller, however, if there was a seller that now diminishes in value and is now the size of a dinar, then also the kaimoy, then since it eroded more than 50%, then it's also to keep that coin. Of course, Rashi points out that when you have a dinar that came from an original shekel, that's mutal kaimoy uloitzir bedinar. However, of course, when giving it to someone else, you have to make the calculation and evaluate it based on the fact that it's the size of a dinar. And Rashi also explains dinar bar miseller also kaimoy afilu loitzir bedinar, and even to use it as the value of a dinar, since at this point it has the weight of a dinar, demtechshu bar matbea of a rechava, that since it came from a much larger coin, because the seller is four times the size of a dinar, toyim boy la'amdoi b'shekel, v'asil kabula b'teri shekel, so people may think that it's actually a shekel, and therefore they'll actually go and give it the value of a shekel, and there is a greater possibility of fraud, and therefore we don't allow someone to keep such a coin, and to use that coin, even if they're going to give it the value of a dinar. And the Gemara continues, and some agurus omamar, that we previously learned in the Braisa, pachas mikin issa asa, the Gemara yes, my kama, what is the Braisa trying to teach us? And Rashi points out that it's impossible to say that this part of the Braisa is going back on the prior din, and as Rashi says, halekla mema, that you can't explain what the Braisa means to say that it's going back on the prior din of the Braisa, and teaching us, pachas mikin dim omad selah, pachas mishekel, oim omad dinah, pachas mireva, issa asa l'kaimai, we just stated that if you had a seller that diminished in value and is now less than a shekel, or if you had a dinar that diminished in value more than 50%, then the only time they'll become asa is if it diminished in value more than 50% plus an isa, the my area isa afilu mashu nami, as at that point, why do you have to add on an extra isa, as even if it would be a mashu less than 50%, it will already be asa l'kaimai, da oma sella at shekel v'sulai, as the Bryce has stated that the share is up to 50%, and if it diminishes in value, even a drop more than 50%, then it already become asa l'kaimai, and therefore that can't be pshat in the Braisa. Therefore, Amar Abaye, Abaye explains that this part of the Braisa is actually going back on the machlekes of Ramei, Rab Yehuda, and Rab Shimon as to the share of Aino, and the Braisa is telling us, Hachi Kama, Pachsa Sela Yesu Mechle Aino, Isa Asa, that if a person has a coin that erodes to the point that's more than the share of Aino by an Isa, then it's Asa to go and give that coin to someone else based on the original value of the coin, and you have to lower the value of the coin based on its current value and its current weight. Gemara is Amalei Rava, so Rava is Abaya, Ihochi Afilu Mashu Nami, if you're talking about a share of Aina, so once it already reaches the point that it's more than Aina, then certainly a person has to make sure to price out the coin based on its current value. And how could it be that a person could go and use that coin based on its original value up until the point that it diminishes in value by an additional Isar? Therefore, the Gemara states, Elam Rava, so Rava explains what the Braisa means to say is, Pachsa Sela Isal Dina Asa Vistamik Ramea, that if you had a seller and a diminution of value by an Isa for every dinar, then the din of Aina applies, as the share of Aina is 1/24, and Vistamik Ramea, the Braisa is trying to say that we're passing like Ramea, that the share of Aina B'negeya Matbea is 1/24. And the Gemara continues, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, Sela Shenifsala, if there was a seller that became puzzle, either the government pulled it from circulation or it became eroded to the point that you can't use it any longer, since you weren't able to use it any longer for a coin, and you set it aside and you prepared it in a way that you could use it as a weight for a scale, tamea, then you turned it into a kli, and therefore it becomes royal kabel tuma. Just states, until what point could a coin erode and diminish in value and you could still keep it and use it as a weight? They'll sell a shnei dinarim. When you have a seller, if it diminishes in value by 2 dinarim, which is a shekel, which is 50% of its weight and its value. However, pachas mikain yakutz, if it diminishes in value and it's already less than 50% of its original value, then you have to cut it up and you can't keep it around any longer, as the there's a potential for fraud, and yes, al kemei, what would be if it's actually more than 50% and not exactly 50%? So Amar Rav Huna, pachas mikein yakutz, yas al kein yakutz, that both when this coin diminishes in value either more than or less than 50%, then the din is that you have to get rid of it, as l'maisa is not the size of a shekel, and therefore there's a potential for fraud, as even when this coin eroded to the point that it's still valued at more than 50% of its original value, people may go and say that it's an actual seller, and they may use it as its original value of a seller. However, Rav Ami Amar Pachas Mikein Yakutz, Rav Ami states that when the Mishnah says Pachas Mikein Yakutz, it was specifically talking about when it diminishes in value more than 50%, and now the value of this coin is less than 50% of its original value, and it's less than the value of a shekel. However, yes, al kein yakayim, if the coin did not erode to the point that it's 50% of its original value, then you could still keep it. And as Rashi says, the gabi seller minkura pichisasa, v'le michlef b'sella, Rav Ami holds that people will not confuse this coin with an actual seller, and therefore you won't be able to defraud anyone, and you won't be able to try to use the seller as an actual seller and based on its original value. And the Ritva points out that even though the Lashon of Mishnah is that Pachas Mikein Yakutz, however, Rav Huna says that Pachas Mikein Yakutz and Yes Al Kein Yakutz perish the Sfir Lei, the Pachas Mikein Diktoni Tati Kama, that the Mishnah meant to tell us to Dinim, Oishi Chaser Yosef Yesh Be Pachas Mishnei Dinarin, Oishi Chasarin U Pachas Mikan, Sheesh Be Yosef Mishnei Dinarin, Kishem Yavi Losses Isa Besela, and therefore both of these ideas were included in the Lashon of the Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, Mesfe will ask a question on the Shita Rav Huna, and we continue on Daf Nun Beis on Beis, that in the previous Brisa where we saw Machlekes between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon, Penegeya the Shir Vayna of a Matbeya, Brisa then stated, Yes Al Kein Meichur B'Shavea. And right now, the Havim in the Gemara is when it says, Yes Al Kein Meichur B'Shavea, my love, Shepachasa Yosef Mechdeya Inasa, that it actually lost more than the value of Vayna. And the Chiddush of the Brisa is that even though it's actually lost more than the value of Vayna, that you could still use this coin, but you have to discount this coin based on its current weight. Maisa we see against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna stated that once there's a coin that's not the proper size and it's more than the share of Aina, then the din is that you have to cut it and you can't use it at all. And the Gemara answers, Loi Yisera da kati loy pachsa b'chdei inoisa meichur b'shavel. When the Brisa stated Yes Al Kein meichur b'shavel, it doesn't mean that this coin eroded more than the share of Aina. Brisa is telling us that if this coin is still large enough and it did not lose that much and it did not erode to the share of Aina, then even though it went down in value a bit, but l'maisa you could still go and use it based on its original value. You don't have a requirement to go and take off any value from this coin. You could give a value to the seller as if it was a perfect seller, even though there is some weight of the seller that was already eroded. As Rashi says, Yes Al Kein Al Kedei Ino Delei Pachasa Kedei Ino L'Chol Chad V'Chad Kedislei. And of course, according to each Tana, L'Shitasam, according to Rameir, that did not diminish yet by 1/24th, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that this seller did not diminish by 1/12th, and according to Rabbi Shimon, that this seller did not yet diminish by the share of 1/6. And the Gemara continues, Mesve, I'll ask another question on Rav Huna from the same Brisa that we had on Amud Aleph, as the Brisa stated, Ad kama tipoches v'hei shoy l'kaimoy b'sel ad shekel, and my lav, the poches porto, and l'chayu, we're talking about a case where this seller actually started diminishing and then slowly eroded, and we still say that you could keep it as long as it didn't reach the point that the size of the seller diminished by more than 50%, and you see that any time that didn't diminish up until that point, that you could keep it, and l'chayu, you could use it, and you just have to make sure that you value it based on the current value and based on its current weight, and therefore l'chayu, it's a raya against Rav Huna, as Rav Huna held that as long as it's not going to be exactly 50% of the coin, and even if it's larger than 50%, then you have to cut it in half, and you cannot use that coin, and you can't keep the coin. And the Gemara answers, Lloyd, nafal lunura of ifkus b'chadizimna, that the case is specifically talking about a scenario where this coin fell into a fire, and in one shot, it went down from a cellar, and it's now exactly 50% of its original size, and specifically in that scenario, then you'd be able to keep that coin. But if this coin actually diminished in value slowly and it slowly eroded, then once it gets to the point that it eroded more than the share of a shtus, then the fear of Huna, the din would be that you no longer be able to keep this coin and you'd have to cut it in half. And the Gemara continues and explains the Brisa further. Amar, we stated in the Brisa, that once you can't keep this coin, then you could pierce it and you can hang it on the neck of your son or the neck of your daughter as a charm and as a necklace. And the Gemara asks for a mini, Ali has to steal from another Brisa, as the Brisa states that once you have a coin that you can't use any longer, lo yasen a mishkel ben mishkelesav, that you can't use it as a weight between your weights, v'lo yizur ken ben grutesav, and you can't throw this coin between your small piece of silver, v'lo yik and you can't make a hole in it and hang it on the neck of your son or the neck of your daughter, that the only etza is to either grind it up or to melt it or to cut it in half or to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. But you see that you can't go and hang it as a necklace or as a charm on the neck of your son or the neck of your daughter. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar states, and some say it was Rav Huna, the name of Rabbi Elazar, loy kasha, that's not shver, kam be'emtzo, kam benatzad, that our brisa that we had on Amud Aleph was talking about where a person made a hole in the middle of the coin, and therefore certainly it's not usable any longer, and that's why it would be mutter to make it as a necklace for your son or your daughter, where you made the hole for the necklace in the middle of the coin. However, in the brisa that states that you're not allowed to use it as a necklace for your son or daughter is when you made the hole next to the side of the coin and on the edge, and as Rashi says, l'fisha amoy shimitzena, yokutza isasaviv achiyetzis hanekev, because if someone that is a cheater will find this coin, then they will shave the coin around the area of the hole, they will remove the hole and make the coin smaller, and then they'll trick others and they'll use it as a shekel. Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, that if there is a din of ayna on a coin, then to what point can you return the coin? And the Mishnah stated that when you're in a larger city, so the statute of limitation is up to the point that you could show it to a money changer. However, in a small city where there aren't money changers, then the statute of limitation is up to Erev Shabbos, when the person that has the coin will go to try to buy food for Erev Shabbos, and the merchants will tell him that they won't accept that coin because it was diminished in value. As we mentioned, the Gemara will ask this question, that why is it that in our Mishnah, when we're talking about coins, that the Mishnah gives a chiluk between Krachim and Kfarim, and why is it that B'negei Talis, the Mishnah did not give a chiluk between Krachim and Kfarim, and the Rabbanan gave one share, and they said the statute of limitation is up until the point that you could take your merchandise, you could show it to a chenveni, or you could show it to your relative in order to get a price quote. Once again, we have a machlekes between Abai and Rava as to how to learn the difference between our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes. And on Abai, and Abai states, Ki tanam masisim b'talis b'krochen tran, that in the Chanami, when the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes on Beis was discussing the case of a talis and other merchandise, we were only giving the share based on it being in a krach and being in a large city, and in the Chanami, the share in a kvar would be a different share. And the Gemara states that Rava Amar, however, Rava says that in the Chanami, both of these Mishnayis are actually dafka, and by talis, kol inish kimle begava, but the Gaya talis, we give one share, because even in a kvar, everyone knows prices, and therefore, there's no reason why there should be a different share between a krach and a kvar. However, seller ben negei money, kiven lav kol inish kimle begava el shulchni, that since not everyone is a bucky as to the value of money, except for a money changer, hilkach bekrochim de ikl shulchni at shilu shulchni, and therefore the Mishnah makes a chiluk, as if you're in a large city where there are many money changes, therefore the statute of limitation is much more limited, as only until the point that you could go and show this money and you could show this coin to a money changer. However, bekrochim the lekh shulchni, and in kvarim where there are money changes, ad avi shabbosis, then the statute of limitation until the next Erev Shabbos, the Sokol and Shuka, when a person will go to the Shuk and try to use this money, and then at that point he'll realize that this money is not good money. Therefore, we extend the statute of limitation in a kfar. The person can demand an exchange for this coin up until Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah that stated in Hayom Akira, that if someone recognized the coin, then even if it's already after 12 months, then you should be mekabel the coin back and exchange his coin. And as we stated, this will be a midas chassidus. The Mishnah states, "Ve'in lo'elav el terumais," and the Gemara will explain this in further detail. And the havamin of the Gemara is that the din of the Mishnah is actually a din and not a midas chassidus. And therefore, the Gemara asks, "Hecha, in what case are we referring to? Ibikrachin, if we're talking about a case where they're in a large city, ha'amrit achir l'shulchni, we say the statute of limitation is up until the point that they show it to a money changer, and you don't have 12 months. And ibikfirm, and if we're talking about a case where they're in a small city, ha'amrit adavri shabbosis, we stated the statute of limitation is longer, but it's only until the next Erev Shabbos and not 12 months. And Amar B'chista, Midas Chassidus Shanukan, that in the Chanami, we're just speaking about Midas Chassidus, and we're telling you that even after 12 months, if you recognize that this is the coin that you gave this person, therefore, though halachically you don't have to do so, but there's a Midas Chassidus to go and exchange the money for him. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi, if Rav Chista is correct that we're talking about Midas Chassidus, Eim a Sefer, let us see the Sefer of the Mishnah. As the Sefer of the Mishnah stated, Eim le'alav el terumais, that you only have complete and you don't have a tainum in adin, leman, and who are we referring to? Ila chassid, if we're talking about the chassid, that he could only have complaints against the person that is exchanging the money, like kabula lekablimne, then there's no requirement for him to accept the money, v'loy terumas, to have a lay, and therefore don't have any complaints complaints against him, and if you decided to be a chassid, then you decided to take back this coin, and you should have no complaints against the person either. As Rashi says, in l'chassid kama d'yesh le terumas ala machzeh, that he could have complaints on the person that returns the coin, mikafo l'kabel shi yisram, who forced the chassid to accept the money, that he should have complaints. Tev le shalei kablena, mishi kablena v'yetzidi bal chaveri, it's better off that he shouldn't be such a chassid and take back the money, and in the meantime, say lashon hara and have bad feelings about his friend, and of course it's better off that he shouldn't have even taken the money back. And the Gemara continues, and if you're going to tell me when the Mishnah stated in is that the person that gave back the coin will have a taina on this chassid, how could he have any tainas on this chassid if the chassid went lefnim mishur sedin and he really didn't have to exchange the money, and even so he did so, and he shouldn't even have complaints? Therefore the Gemara says, that this is what the Mishnah meant to say, that if there's a chassid that he gives back the money and he exchanges the money after 12 months, then of course he's a chassid and that's great. However, ha'acha, if someone doesn't want to be a chassid and he doesn't want to return the money after 12 months, afa pisha im mekabelim mena, then even though he doesn't take back the money and he doesn't want to exchange the money, ein le'alav al terumais, that the person that received the money only has complaints against him, but he l'maisa won't be able to take him to the din Torah. As we see, the statute of limitation is either b'krachim at shiur l'shulchani and b'kfarim at avi shabbosis, and certainly after that, there is no halachic obligation for the person that gave this money to the mekabel to go and exchange the money. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last part of the Mishnah that stated, that if you have a coin that already diminished to the value that it's already at the share of Aina, or if it's even less than that, then you could still use it as a coin for Maisa Sheni, as even though there are many people that won't want to take this coin, but that is because they're stingy, but ultimately it's still a valid coin, and it still meets the criteria of Itzata Kesa Biyadcha. And the Gemara tells us, Amra Papa, Rav Papa states, Shema Mino, by the fact that our Mishnah states that someone that doesn't want to accept such a coin is a Nefesh Ra, that high man, the Mukim Azuze, Mikri Nefesh Ra, that someone that is stubborn about taking perfect coins, he's called a Nefesh Ra, and he is someone that has a bad soul, Bahani Mili, who the Sagilu, and the only time that we say it is Mikri Nefesh Ra is only if, although people may not want to generally take this coin, but the coin is still in circulation. However, of course, if the coin is no longer in circulation, then you would not be considered a Nefesh Ra. And of course, the Gemara doesn't mean that you have to take this coin at its original value, and it means if someone presents this coin to you and they give you a discounted value based on the weight of the coin, then you must take the coin, and if not, you're considered a Nefesh Ra. And the Gemara continues, that there's a riot to the Din of Chizkiyah, the Am of Chizkiyah, as Chizkiyah teaches us, Baal Leparta, if someone has a larger coin and they want to exchange it for smaller coins, Parta B'Shaveh, then you should make sure that when you exchange it based on its current value, and if, for example, this coin already diminished in value and it already eroded, then you should make sure not to cheat your friend. And as Rashi says, Parta B'Shaveh, L'Fi Chisreina, V'lo Yiram Eschaver, L'Parta B'Yofa, the Baal Lechala, if you come and you're trying to use this coin in order to be Mechala, Peyus Maisa Sheni, onto this coin, Mechala B'Yofa, then you could consider the full value of this coin as if it's a valid coin and as if it's not eroded at all. Therefore, when exchanging the Kedusha of Peyus Maisa Sheni onto this coin, you'll get a better value. And the Gemara explains its exact point. My Kama, what did Chizkiyah mean to say? Hachi Kama, this is what he means to say. Afa Pika Shabbat Leparta Parta B'Shaveh, that even though when you take a coin and you want to exchange it for smaller coins, then you have to make sure to exchange it for its proper current value. However, Kishum Chala, when you're taking Pirus Maisa Sheni and you want to take off the Kedusha of the Pirus Maisa Sheni and transfer it onto this coin that is already diminished in value because it already eroded, Chala B'Yafa, that you could still exchange it based on the original value of this coin as if it's a perfect coin. And the Gemara is, Lameima the Sava Chizkiyah, the Mizazlina B'Maisa Sheni, are you telling me that according to Chizkiyah, we will treat Maisa Sheni very lightly? We will allow a person to give a lower value to the Pirus Maisa Sheni and cheat when transferring the Kedusha of Pirus Maisa Sheni onto a coin? V'Amar Chizkiyah, but Chizkiyah stated, Maisa Sheni She'en by Shara Pruta, that if there's Maisa Sheni Pirus, which are not valued as Shara Pruta, and therefore you can't transfer it onto a coin, as the only time that you could transfer the Kedusha of Pirus Maisa Sheni onto a coin is only if you have at least the Pruta of value of Pirus Maisa Sheni. However, Chizkiyah gives us an Eitzah, Oymahu V'Chemshe M'chula Maisa Rishenes, and a person that has Pirus Maisa Sheni, which is less valuable than a Pruta, and as long as he has a coin which he already used in order to transfer the Kedusha Maisa Sheni from other Pirus onto that coin, and for example, if he had a $5 coin, he already transferred the Kedusha of other Pirus of Maisa Sheni onto that coin, then the din is that he could say that I want these Pirus of Maisa Sheni, which is valued at less than a Shar Pruta, together with the Chaimish that I own, to go and be transferred onto that $5 coin. And even though he already transferred Paris onto that coin, then when a person transfers the Kedusha of Paris Maisa Sheni onto a coin, he generally is machmer on himself and he makes sure that he uses a coin that is even larger than the estimation of what these Paris are valued at. And for example, if he had a $5 coin, he'll only transfer $4.50 of Paris onto that coin, and therefore there's still space for this Maisa Sheni, which is less than a pruta, plus its chaimish, to be transferred onto the coin. And therefore, Chizka gives us this etza that a person has the ability to be able to transfer the Kedusha of Paris Maisa Sheni, which is valued at less than a Shara Pruta, onto this $5 coin. And clearly, we see that when someone transfers Kedusha of Paris Maisa Sheni onto a coin, that they're actually not going to be Makel, and the opposite is true, and we're going to be Machmer and make sure to give Maisa Sheni the benefit of the value and give it better value. And because of this question, the Gemara explains that when Chizkiya stated, Balu Parta, Parta Bishavea, and Balu Chala, Mechala Biyafa, my Biyafa, what did Chizkiya mean when he says that you're Mechala based on being a good coin, Bitarius Yafa, it means that you have to make sure that you give it good value and you make sure that you take into account that this coin is now diminished in value and you're only able to transfer the Kedusha Maisa Sheni up until the point of the current value of this coin. And the word Yafa means that you're giving it its current good and certain value. And the Gemara explains that the Chiddush of Chizkiya is the Trezili Loim Zalzilim Bay, that even though we're going to allow you to transfer the Pirus of Maisa Sheni onto this coin, even though this coin was already eroded, that itself is a Chiddush B'negei Maisa Sheni, as it's a Kula B'negei Maisa Sheni, even though the image is not such a perfect image. And one may have thought that it's not a Kiyam of Vitzata Kesa B'yotcha, as it's not a perfect Surah. And therefore, Chizkiya teaches us that B'negei this coin that was eroded, we only allow one Kula, and we only allow you to use it in order to be poida and to transfer over the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni onto this coin. However, we don't allow you to have two kulais, and we don't allow you to give it the value of its original value. And when transferring the Kedusha of the Paris Maisa Sheni, you have to take into account that this coin is eroded, and therefore you have to give it its current actual value, which is of course much less. In this way, we're not giving you two kulais b'negei of Paris Maisa Sheni. And as Rashi says, the trezi l'leim zelzilim lei the apagav the tana noisel the Maisa Sheni chazilusa shmina the meskala sal chaseira. But certainly we're not going to allow you to go and transfer it based on its original value, and we will stop over here.